You're listening to SBS News.
Panic buying during the height of the pandemic saw supermarket shelves emptied of basic necessities like toilet paper, pasta, and rice. Food relief charity Food Bank Australia says that affected its ability to provide culturally appropriate food to those in need, as it traditionally relies on donations. David McNamara is Chief Executive of Food Bank Victoria.
If you look at those power lockdowns here in Melbourne, you know, the first requirement was for food. Added to the complexity of that has been the disruption to the food supply chain. The panic buying that happened at the beginning of the pandemic really made it difficult across the globe in accessing food.
Multicultural communities have been among the hardest hit by lockdowns in Australia. With many migrants, international students and refugees who've lost work being ineligible for government assistance. Mr. McNamara says one way Food Bank has been able to support some of them is through the free pop-up supermarket it's set up for international students in Melbourne.
We've had 130 different nationalities through the supermarket. It sees about 600 international students each day that it operates. And so through that, we have been able to identify what are those products that, I guess, span the cultural divides, if you like. And so we're able to now provide a cultural mix of products that meets nearly every community demand.
But food insecurity isn't limited to just one community or group. The Food Bank Hunger Report has been conducted each year for a decade. The latest report shows one in six adults in Australia hasn't had enough to eat in the last year, while 1.2 million children have gone hungry. Mr. McNamara says half of those affected by severe food insecurity can go a whole day every week without eating.
This report's 10 years old now, and unfortunately the picture hasn't really changed. If anything, it's getting worse. Now, everyone, I think, used to imagine it was the person living on the street that was in that position. But now it's people living in your own street.
Of those surveyed, the most common reasons for food insecurity were unexpected expenses or bill shock and overall low incomes.
We had more than enough with the Corona supplement, but since they stopped, it is so hard again.
I have zero savings and I'm behind in my electric and gas bills. And when a bigger bill comes in, the only thing I can do is cut down on eating because there's nothing else I can cut down on.
Mr. McNamara says the demand for food bank services has increased exponentially during the pandemic. More than one in three of those affected by food insecurity last year had never been in that position before.
During the lockdowns, I've met people that are small business owners who their industry just hasn't been able to work. Single parents that, were finding it hard enough to make ends meet before the pandemic started. This has gone throughout every community, really. While the middle class used to be exempt from this, it's now into the middle class and creeping.
He says he's especially concerned by the finding that over a third of those needing food assistance are under 35 years old. And that's even though around 64% of them have a job.
Unless we can fix that quickly, you're looking at the future generation of Australians being food insecure, a third of them. There's something wrong with the system where you can work and still find yourself with not enough money to put food on the table.
Amy Hall, SBS News.